You are listening to the audio production of The Mortification of Sin by John Owen, published by One Audiobooks and read by Wayne Evans. Preface. Christian reader, I shall in a few words acquaint you with the reasons that obtained my consent to the publishing of the ensuing discourse. The consideration of the present state and condition of the generality of professors, the visible evidences of the frame of their hearts and spirits, manifesting a great disability of dealing with the temptations wherewith, from the peace they have in the world, and the divisions that they have among themselves, they are encompassed, holds the chief place among them. This, I am assured, is of so great importance, that if hereby I only occasion others to press more effectually on the consciences of men the work of considering their ways, and to give more clear direction for the compassing of the end proposed, I shall well esteem of my lot in this undertaking. This was seconded by an observation of some men's dangerous mistakes, who of late days have taken upon them to give directions for the mortification of sin, who, being unacquainted with the mystery of the gospel and the efficacy of the death of Christ, have anew imposed the yoke of a self-wrought-out mortification on the necks of their disciples, which neither they nor their forefathers were ever able to bear. A mortification, they cry up and press, suitable to that of the gospel, neither in respect of nature, subject, causes, means, nor effects, which constantly produces the deplorable issues of superstition, self-righteousness, and anxiety of conscience in them who take up the burden which is so bound for them. What is here proposed, in weakness, I humbly hope will answer the spirit and letter of the gospel, with the experience of them who know what it is to walk with God, according to the tenor of the covenant of grace, so that if not this, yet certainly, something of this kind is very necessary at this season for the promotion and furtherance of this work of gospel mortification in the hearts of believers, and their direction in paths safe, and wherein they may find rest to their souls. Something I have to add as to what in particular relates unto myself. Having preached on this subject unto some comfortable success, through the grace of him that administers seed to the sower, I was pressed by sundry persons in whose hearts are the ways of God, thus to publish what I had delivered, with such additions and alterations as I should judge necessary. Under the inducement of their desires, I call to remembrance the debt, wherein I have now for some years stood engaged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?